Welcome to Skin Deep here on SiriusXM Radio Channel 141, HUR Voices. I'm your host, Sharon Morton. And as always, I'm so happy to be here and have you listening from all over the world. Guess what? You will never know that today I am, to kick off our season, our new season, by the way, I have America's Wealth Coach as my guest. She is Deborah Owens, founder of Wealthy You, a financial wellness company which has a proven track record of helping thousands of women transform from cautious savers to confident investors. Deborah's on a mission to help women overcome their fear of investing. She makes the information once reserved only for high net worth clients of private wealth managers accessible to women at every income level. She's given the tea to which only the wealthy were privy. So listen up, ladies. You have to stay tuned because, as I always say, we're going to be doing more than just scratching the surface. Here on Skin Deep, we're talking with the incredibly successful wealth coach and founder of Wealthy You, Deborah Owens. It's all about the Benjamins today. We'll be right back with information you just can't afford to miss here on Skin Deep. Save the date. Join First Home Alliance on Veterans Day, Saturday, November 11th, as we host our annual Financial Wellness Symposium and Awards Gala at the Embassy Suites in Springfield, Virginia. This annual event is sure to empower you with motivational speakers, financial literacy classes, workshops, and even yoga. The evening will end with a networking gala that will honor veterans and those who have positively impacted our community. Come enjoy dinner, live entertainment, and dance the night away. Don't miss it. It's the First Home Alliance Annual Financial Wellness Symposium and Awards Gala. For more information, go to firsthomealliance.org. That's firsthomealliance.org. See you there. The 2024 Black Girl Magic Cruises countdown is on. Black Girl Magic Cruises set sail on August 16th, 2024, following a two-day tour of Rome. Join Black Girl Magic Cruises for a seven-day journey sailing the Italian and French Rivieras. This luxury travel experience includes stops in Florence, Italy, Monte Carlo, the south of France, and Barcelona, Spain. Centered on joy, this Black Girl Magic Cruises moment is designed for fun, exploration, inspiration, and relaxation to ignite your imagination, energize your spirit, and renew your soul. For more information, call 202-384-3985 or register to learn more at blackgirlmagiccruises.eventbrite.com. That's blackgirlmagiccruises.eventbrite.com. Black Girl Magic Cruises for all your dream destinations.
Tune in to the Small Business Report, where you'll hear expert advice from business owners.
You got to show up with good product, good delivery, and they have to believe in the story that you're driving.
Subject matter experts.
Right, so we take care of businesses through all phases of the growth cycle.
And government agencies.
It's amazing how many people never heard of the program.
That's every Thursday at noon and Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on SiriusXM Channel 141 HUR Voices. The Small Business Report with Carl Brown.
Welcome back to Skin Deep here on SiriusXM Radio. I'm Sharon Morton, of course. And before the break, I was telling you about my guest, America's Wealth Coach and founder of Wealthy You, Deborah Owens. I'm so glad to have you on the show, Deborah. Welcome to SiriusXM Radio.
Oh, I am really excited about being on your show to talk about what I love to talk about, and that's women and wealth.
Yes, women and wealth. And listen, folks, Deborah and I have been trying to get together for several months now. And I was just like, okay, she's got to be on the first show of the season, of the new season. So listen, Deborah, tell my listeners why women especially are so afraid to invest. But before you do that, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why are you helping women to grow wealthy?
Well, that's a question that I love to answer. And the truth is, the reason why I'm on a mission to help a million women get to $1 million in investable assets is because there are a lot of women out here who are earning the incomes. They just weren't born rich, so they never learned how to turn their income into wealth. And what I mean by that is I am someone who spent most of my career in the investment industry with high net worth clients. And, you know, the fact is I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth either. But what I discovered from becoming a vice president and then a regional marketing manager for a large global company was that wealthy people have access to knowledge and resources that we don't. Mm-hmm. And more specifically, for women, the truth is that women are about to hold more than 80% of the assets as we go through the great wealth transfer. And so it's important that women become more knowledgeable about investing so they can protect, preserve, and then create generational wealth.
Yeah, I have an organization you already know called Black Door Society, and that's all we talk about, generational wealth. But the way to get to that, and like you said, it's all about access, opportunity, information. You have to be in those rooms and know those people who will tell you, who will give you that access, that information, those opportunities. So why do you think women are afraid to invest? Is it that they just don't know how? It's just, you know, it can be intimidating. Money can be intimidating.
Absolutely. I mean, but I in our Wealthy You community, many women have BAs, MBAs, PhDs, MDs. And what's really, really common is that in their formal education, they never learned about investing. So one of the reasons that women can be risk averse and, you know, somewhat conservative when it comes to their money is because your ability to have confidence and take more risk really is directly correlated to the knowledge that you have. So if you don't have the knowledge, if you don't have the experience, and in fact, the knowledge of how to build wealth and invest is an inherited skill. It's not something that you learn through your formal education. So that's one of the reasons that it's not that women are afraid. What I find in Wealthy You is just some amazing transformations with confidence. As the knowledge of how to build wealth and invest grows, so does the confidence in women. And a recent study by Fidelity, they surveyed more than, I want to say, they had 8 million participants in their retirement plans. They are the largest company that manages retirement plan. Women outperformed men by 0.4%. Now that doesn't sound like a lot, but over time it is significant. And so that really demonstrates that when women get access to the knowledge, mm-hmm. they are wired to invest.
Yeah, that's a good thing. What would you say are some of the wealth secrets of successful women? By the way, I have your book, Wealth Secrets.
Yes.
That I just obtained recently.
Yes, it's an autographed copy.
Yes, thank you very much. And it has some great information in it. And some of those, some of that information includes some of those secrets of successful, wealthy women. Can you give us just one or two little nuggets?
Well, the first one is the foundational secret. And that is the ability to focus on increasing your net worth and not income. You know, so I don't know about you, but my parents, what they wanted for me was to get a great education, have a great career. And man, that six-figure number, that was like the pinnacle of success.
Right.
But the truth is that the women who become the most financially capable and secure their bag, if you will, they focus on increasing their net worth. And that means turning the income that they earn into wealth. And so that's secret number one, right?
Right.
Don't focus just on earning more income. Focus on turning a portion of any income that you earn into wealth. And turning it to wealth means putting it to assets that are going to grow on their own, right? And have a great return.
So those assets could be
stocks, mutual funds,
real estate. Yeah,
absolutely. And all of the above. What is really important is that you diversify. And that's one of the other secrets. The other point that I want to, and this is really important, and I want all women to hear this, is the second secret is to identify your superpower. Now, I know we hear sometimes, you know, that, oh, well, follow your passion, that you have these gifts. But in Wealthy You, in secret number two, I actually have a story of one of our Wealthy You members, Dr. Tisa Silver Kennedy. Now, prior to being coached in Wealthy You, she was not a doctor. But one of the things that she had been frustrated at is she had a great education. She was actually a colleague of mine in financial literacy, but she felt like she was not getting what getting paid what she was worth, or doing that unique skill and talent that she really felt like was her calling.
Okay.
But within that, what is very, very important is not just your passion, right? Not just your talents.
Yeah.
But is that you create value, and you create value for that thing that is needed right now. Okay? So I think what we see with women is many women start businesses, they start it from their passion. Perhaps it's something that they were really drawn to. And what we know is that women-owned businesses often fail at a higher rate, and that sometimes is from following passion and not profit.
Okay, I'm glad you talked about that. Passion and not profit. You gotta follow the money. Is that what you're saying, Deborah?
But it's not, you know, it's systemizing. It's operationalizing, right? That gift that you have so that you can scale. You know, the average business has, particularly for women of color, has revenues of about $44,000. Right?
Oh no.
Yeah. And only and but here's the thing, like, I know we hear this seven figure number revenues. I want to be a seven figure business.
Right.
But at the end of the day, first, only 7% of all businesses make over a million. But the other aspect of it is it's not just top line, right? It's bottom line. So you can make a whole lot of money and still, if you don't manage it effectively, right, not have profit. So there I go back again, that profit number, right?
Right.
That net worth number, it's not how much you earn, right? It's how much you keep and then turn into wealth. And that's relevant to whether you're an intrapreneur, meaning you're working inside of an organization and doing very well, or you have your own business.
And, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit about that because you said 7% of all businesses, only 7% of businesses make $1 million. Let's talk about Black women-owned businesses. That percentage is even lower, and we've got to go to break. But I always, I'm an entrepreneur as well, but I always say that it's definitely not for the faint of heart. To me, having a business is like raising a child. It requires 24 hours. Care 7 days a week.
Nurturing and
Yeah, and it requires a lot of money. And so when we come back from the break, I want you to tell us, how can you grow your wealth when you're so busy trying to grow your business? I'm thinking, this is just me, and I'm, of course, you're the expert, not me. I'm thinking, you know, every time you have money, you make a profit every month, you should be investing that money. You should be stashing it into, you know, stocks, some kind of portfolio, or like you said, real estate. But of course, you know, we want to hear from the expert. But before we go to break, Deborah, you have to tell us how we can find you on social media, your website, where we can find your books. I think you have three books, if I'm not mistaken.
We're fourth book, actually.
Wealth Secrets is your fourth book?
Yeah, Wealth Secrets.
Okay.
That, it was A Purse of Your Own. Before that, it was Nickel and Dime Your Way to Wealth. And the original, the OG of the is a book, Confident Investing, A Wealth Building Guide for Women. But they can, folks can reach me at wealthyu.com. Just W-E-A-L-T-H-Y, wealthy, the letter U.com. And they can learn about all the things that we have going on. Join our amazing community And we have an amazing event coming up as well. So
okay.
I'd like to share that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that after the break. Folks, we have to take a break, as you know, but we'll be right back after these messages with America's wealth coach and founder of Wealthy You, Deborah Owens, here on Skin Deep on SiriusXM Radio.
Are you an author or a speaker or a subject matter expert wanting more exposure for your brand? Well, here's the secret. Get the media talking about you. Want to know how to get quick media coverage? Get media coverage so you can amplify your reach. Want to know how to get 500 plus media placements and 400 million audience reach? Dr. Pam Perry is offering guaranteed PR coverage with her Quick Media Coverage PR packages. Dr. Pam Perry is a master publicity strategist that shows speakers and experts how to get seen, get heard, and get noticed so they can get paid. If you want immediate guaranteed publicity, go to quickmediacoverage.com. That's quickmediacoverage.com now.
Are you ready to unleash your voice at the 2023 SpeakerCon event hosted by executive speaker, development coach, and visionary of SpeakerCon herself, Dr. Cheryl Wood? I know I am. SpeakerCon is coming to the Western Arlington Gateway and 801 North Glebe Road in Arlington, Virginia, from November 1st to the 4th. If you're interested in attending an annual multi-day conference for entrepreneurs, professionals, and leaders committed to making their voice count, then this is the event for you. Find the power in your story and create wealth through your expert knowledge and experiences. Looking to increase your confidence as a verbal communicator? We can help with that. Want to generate six or seven figures through multiple streams of speaker revenue? We have it all here at SpeakerCon, hosted by Dr. Cheryl Wood from November 1st to the 4th at the Western Arlington Gateway, 801 North Glebe Road in Arlington, Virginia. For more information, visit SpeakerConConference.com. That's SpeakerConConference.com. Imagine a radio show that not only spreads awareness about the health-minded body, but also leaves you feeling entertained. Then you should tune into The Skin Deep Show with your host, Sharon Morton, as she scratches below the surface to bring you the power to make informed decisions about your mental, physical, and financial well-being. This is a show you can't afford to miss, so tune into The Skin Deep Show with your host, Sharon Morton, on Fridays at 5:30 p.m. to Saturdays, 7:30 p.m., and Sundays at 4:30 p.m. on SiriusXM Channel 141 HUR Voices.
And we're back here on SiriusXM Radio with all the secrets to growing real wealth with America's wealth coach, Deborah Owens. Deborah, I just said before the break that, you know, being an entrepreneur is really hard. It's like raising a child. But it's really, really hard if you're not making a lot of money. And you just said only 7% of the businesses in this country make $1 million or more. And I was saying that percentage is even lower when it comes to Black women-owned businesses. So how can women grow their wealth when they're so busy trying to grow their business? And we know it takes a lot of money to grow a business.
It does. You have to market. So the truth is that you have to make sure that you could create the same kind of infrastructure that your employer did, right? And so I love coaching entrepreneurs because I'm an entrepreneur myself. And one of the things that we have is a CEO Wealth Accelerator. And the reason that we created the CEO Wealth Accelerator was because the fact is that women, particularly women of color, are starting businesses faster than any other segment. Mm-hmm. But in many cases, they're taking their skill set, turning it into a business. And what they don't realize is that they have to create the same kind of plans like a personal 401k. If you're an employer, if you're an employer with no employees, you can start a personal 401k just like you had at your job. But guess what? You can put away more. And in many cases, up to $56,000 or more. If you have employees, you can set up an SEP IRA, a self-employed pension plan, and then you allow your employees after, I think it's 3 years, they have to contribute and you have to contribute on their behalf. Mm-hmm. You go next level and create, so let's say you have multiple employees, you want to attract talent, and that talent is accustomed to having those same benefits right? That large employer. So you can create your own 401k plan. In many cases, going through your payroll company, many of them have those types of plans. You know, over a decade in the past, it would cost you all kind of fees in order to set these plans up. Right. Now you can go to any major company, whether it be a Fidelity, a TD Ameritrade, a Schwab, mm-hmm. and make those types of plans available. So key is you establishing the same kind of infrastructure that you had when you were an employee, and that you're contributing a portion of whatever your income is, your pay is, into plans like that.
Right. And tell everybody, like, what is the maximum they can contribute as an entrepreneur to one of those plans?
Well, it varies, right? And that's really what, when you want to talk to your accountant, because depending upon how your business is structured, right? So, you know, if you're an LLC and sometimes you're a single member, and again, if you have employees, they all have different contribution limits, and you just want to make sure you pick the one that is going to do two things: allow you to reduce your taxes, right, that you pay, and allow you, and you want to pick a plan also that's going to give you access to high performing investments so that you have some good choices where to invest your dollars.
Good information. I hope you are listening, ladies. Well, not just ladies. This is for anyone who wants to increase their wealth. But I know you focus mostly on helping women to increase theirs. So I'm assuming some of these things that you're talking about are actually part of the seven steps to seven figures. Investing is one step, I'm assuming. What are a couple of other steps to get to seven figures?
So I talked about the fact that you need to focus on increasing your net worth. The biggest thing is that you increase your financial acumen. I mean, so often what we find, because we have coaching programs, we have programs where women actually learn how to analyze and research investments and build a portfolio with the goal building a seven-figure portfolio, right?
Right.
So what's important is that you understand how to invest. So you increase your financial acumen, but you know what the real secret to success, to getting to that seven figures?
What?
Is?
Confidence? I don't know what.
It's a goal-focused seven-figure blueprint, right?
Okay.
And so what we have found in Wealthy You is, you know how you have in your mind that you want to achieve certain goals, or there are things that you want to do,
yes,
but you haven't really created the framework for doing so. Mm-hmm. That is the secret. Something simple, even as you, for every goal that you have an investment account where you're directing money into it each month. And that's really how you win the wealth game.
Yeah.
It's not overnight, it's over time. And what is required is that you begin to think of things not how they are now, but what you want them to be. And so the point that I like to make so often are two things. You can't save your way to wealth. And the fact is that if you don't invest, your money won't grow fast enough.
Okay.
And the second thing is that so often we're waiting for this huge thing to happen. Well, you know, when my business hits seven figures, or if when what you don't realize is that the most important asset of all is time, right?
Yeah.
And so the system, systematically investing, creating programs through which you can have that money go into and turn into wealth, that's really the secret. And we've had women, you know, it is interesting. We focus on all aspects of financial wellness. So we've had women who have had over $100,000 forgiven in student loans, right? And so
right.
We have student loan expert, Dr. Tisa Silver Kennedy, who has been instrumental in helping women or helping public servants, as she calls them, erase over $7 million in debt. In fact, this morning, I just got a text from one of our members, $25,000, gone.
Right? Yay, yes.
Paying religiously on this student loan debt for over 20 years, longer than that, over 25 years since she graduated from for college. And so there's so many things that I really feel like if we have access to this knowledge, that we're going to not only, it's not the money. That's what I want people to understand. You know, people often ask me, well, why do you want women to have $1 million in investable assets? It's not the money, it's the mission. And in fact, it's the knowledge of how to build wealth that we're able to pass on to the next generation. That knowledge that we didn't get from our formal education,
right.
Now it's up to us to pass it to our offspring so that then that knowledge is no longer, now they have their inheritance.
Right.
That inheritance of the knowledge of how to build it, because quite frankly, once you know how to build it, even if something catastrophic happens, that knowledge never goes away. You can replace it again.
Yeah, I love that. Tell everybody again your website so that folks can go there and learn all about what you do for so many people. Your information is incredible. Your books are great. What is your website again, Deborah?
So my website is wealthyyou.com. We have a free community on Facebook called the Wealthy You Community. We have Wind Down Wednesday every Wednesday night where we talk about wealth and we have a lot of fun with our favorite glass of wine. But the real truth is that if you want to be in a community of like-minded women who are legacy wealth builders, then I invite you to join us as well. We have a number of events going on where we showcase the financial transformations of women in our community who went from being $500,000 in debt to now they're over seven figures in just a couple of years, paid off student loan debt, never invested before, now have a six-figure portfolio. If they can do it, you can do it, do it too. And the only thing standing between all folks and the financial success they desire and deserve is knowledge. And that's why we have Wealthy You.
Yes, I'm proud of what you do. And I want to invite you to Black Door Society, one of our events, to talk to our members about wealth building. We talk about it all the time, but it's always really good to talk to a person, a Black woman who puts it all in layman's terms. And you make it seem so simple, you know, but, you know, the other thing is we really need women to be taught by women on how to build these portfolios. Because I was reading something that most women will live alone because we outlive men and we have to make certain we have enough money to carry us into our 80s and our 90s. My grandmother lived until she was 96. All of my grandmothers on both sides lived into their 90s. And so we have to make certain that we have some financial stability that's able to carry us through the long haul. And I guess the only way to do that is to invest.
The only way to do it is to invest. And the point that I like to make to women, that the risk is not dying too soon. It really is living too long. And
yeah.
So in order to make sure you have the wherewithal to live the lifestyle that you're accustomed to, what is important is that you create that wealth that can last not only in this generation, but generations to come.
Thank you so much for that, Deborah. That's it for now, folks. I'm your host, Sharon Morton, here on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141, HUR Voices. And I hope that you take the information we provided today and use it to grow your wealth. Thank you again to my guest, Deborah Owens, America's wealth coach and founder of Wealthy You. You can hear this show on SiriusXM Radio, Channel 141, HUR Voices on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, as well as on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all of the streaming platforms. And hit me up at skindeepradioshow@gmail.com for a chance to be on the show. Or check me out at Sharon Morton on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks again for tuning in on all things that are skin deep.